The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Offensively, they really don't have a lot of holes on this roster. They still look like they are primed and ready to be one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL next season. Their first pick doesn't come until number 104 in the third round. So I'm curious how you guys are viewing the Rams after their free agent signings. Obviously, they bring in Bobby Wagner. They bring in Allen Robinson, who I'm still really high on, even after a down year. But how much can the Rams like legitimately improve their roster that feels like it's Super Bowl ready right now?
I don't think there's a ton in this draft class that's going to move the needle for the Rams. And it's not just because they don't pick until a bit later here. This is just a very ready team. I mean, they're coming off a Super Bowl win, but you know, they had a couple of losses in terms of you know, players on defense, but they picked up Bobby Wagner, that I think is just such a huge win. They have Cam Akers in the run game. Hopefully, with more time out from that Achilles injury, he's going to be set. You've got your quarterback. You've got your receiving assets. I just don't think there's much here that's going to move the needle for this team in at least this immediate point in time.
I have a hot take, and this might end up looking terrible within a year.
I love that. I love hot takes that end up looking terrible, but I want to hear this.
I think they should take a running back with this top pick.
Wow.
I really do. I mean, Cam Akers, we saw him in the playoffs. He wasn't able to do anything. He's coming off of an Achilles injury. I bet all the Daryl Henderson props in the Super Bowl, lost every single one of them, even though the Rams won. Henderson is on his final year of his rookie contract. They're probably not going to pay him a second deal. We see these backup running backs hit the open market, you know, consistently. Last year, Sean McVay wasn't able to run like the quote-unquote Sean McVay offense. They were in the gun the entire time. And Matthew Stafford, you know, credit to him, did a very good job when he was healthy. But if they want to get back to kind of that training wheels type of like outside zone duo, be able to use play action frequently offense, like they're going to have to get a different running back to do it. Because I don't know if any linebacker in the league right now is worried about this backfield of Cam Akers and the three carries that they're going to give Daryl Henderson.
It does feel like a Rams pick, like first pick in the third round is a running back. They, you know, took Cam Akers. He was a second round pick. Daryl Henderson was a third round pick. It feels like a Sean McVay selection there. And I don't know if I think that's such a hot take. I was kind of disappointed with Cam Akers, but I also think it's unreasonable to be disappointed with Cam Akers.
That entire playoff run, I was just like, wow, he like can't play right now.
Yeah,
like, he can't do it.
It's just coming off an Achilles injury.
He has a big injury, but there's always a question. I mean, Achilles injury, right, is like the one like bugaboo injury at this point, you know, in the NFL. Guys are coming off of ACL tears like it's nothing, you know, from a spring injury to playing midseason. Achilles is the one that you're actually like worried about for like in terms of long-term career growth.
Yeah, and I know there's some numbers that suggest like running backs who suffer early career Achilles injuries especially like tend to just not come back the same players, and maybe they just can't get that explosiveness back. The dude came back like basically in the same calendar year from an Achilles tear and was able to play on a Super Bowl team. So while I was a little disappointed with his performance down the playoff stretch, I also think it's just like unreasonable for me to be like, why aren't you looking like one of the top five running backs of the NFL right now when he came back that quick? But yeah,
2.6 yards per carry.
Yeah,
it wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. It was not pretty.
I kept going back to the Cam Akers well and a lot of my DraftKings lineups down that Super Bowl stretch, and it did not work out very well for me. So, yeah, on a roster that doesn't need much, and you know, you're talking about they still need another edge player, but it seems pretty unlikely you're going to find a day one contributor at edge in the third round. Like
see three edge rushers go off in the first three picks. Like edge rushers are quarterbacks. If you draft one in the third round, that's a great way to get a terrible return on investment. Just generally, maybe there's a guy there. I mean, who knows? But in general, there's not that many guys drafted outside of like the top 45 who are good edge rushers.
Yeah. So at that point, it's just draft guys who can get on the field and maybe make plays for us. So maybe it is a running back there for the Los Angeles Rams. You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.